So how much can you learn about a football team in four games, man? You guys are off to a terrific start.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it comes down to starting early. You know, our preparation started yesterday, right? So we have our 60-play cup we watch. And, you know, throughout the season, obviously, we watch their games and everything like that. But, you know, last night, our preparation, you know, we watched – shoot, I watched two games already. So, you know, it's just everybody on the team, man, we just – getting after it. It started yesterday, our preparation.
It seems like even going back to spring ball, you guys had a really, really good focus. Like, you guys knew what the plan was. All you had to do was go execute it. How close to the plan is this? I mean, you guys, the defense just absolutely showed out on Saturday night.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we went out there and executed. Of course, you know, it wasn't perfect, and we have a lot of things to get better. I mean, shoot, it was the fourth week, right? So we want to go up on a uptrend, you know what I'm saying, throughout the season. So that being said, man, we just want to come out here every week, and, you know, we get our plan, like I said, early in the week, and just work on it all week long.
So what wasn't perfect about it, now that you've watched some game film and kind of digested things?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's scenes like, you know, we lost eye control was one of them.
Okay.
Truthfully, we had two plays where we could have kept them. We let up two plays over 25 yards, and truthfully, both of them we could have let up for maybe a yard max if we would have just kept our gaps and eye control. So when it comes to those things, just clean those things up, those little things, and then we'll execute better next week.
Everywhere Jay Hill has been over the course of his career, his players have just fallen in love with him. What is it about that guy? And this is, I mean, it's almost like a storybook season in the making with all that's happened with him.
I mean, shoot, he cares about his guys. He loves everybody. He loves us. And he's genuine. His message is genuine, and he has a purpose. And he's implemented that purpose on all of us, and we've all bought in.
It just seems like this defense is playing really together. Like mentally, you guys just have something that clicks in together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, shoot, all of us are boys, you know what I'm saying, from the back end, the secondary, all the way to the front. We all hang out, we all talk, we all, you know, have good vibes with each other. And so we've built that relationship, especially over the past year and a half.
It's easy to get comfortable in your own digs. What's it like getting ready for a trip to Baylor?
Dude, it's exciting, first of all. Of course, you know, like Coach Hill just said, you know, in the Big 12, if you want to win championship, you got to win on the road. So we're coming just with the same mindset as if we're playing here at LES.
Shane, what is it about this team where it feels like you guys still have a little bit of a hunger to get better? Because, I mean, it's really easy to kind of play with that chip on your shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are doubting you, low expectations, that kind of thing. And now all of a sudden, like, you're showing out, you're getting all this praise. How do you kind of keep sort of level-headed, I guess, with national rankings and all that?
Well, I mean, we're after last week, we're still underdogs in this game, right? So we're always going to have that chip on our shoulder, and we knew what our plan was at the start of the season. Regardless, I mean, it's only week four, right? It's an emphasis of being hungry and humble until the very end. And so, of course, it's cool to have a good win and climb in the rankings. But at the end of the day, you know, we know what our purpose is. We know exactly what we want, and we're not going to stop until we get it.
Does Coach Hill kind of put a little bit more of an emphasis maybe with you guys and film review and that kind of thing on the imperfections, the eye control you're mentioning, that kind of thing, because of sort of what you're coming off of, the 4-0 start and that kind of thing?
Absolutely, especially, you know, how well we know our defense, how well we've been able to execute, you know, what Coach Hill has in store every week. It comes down to little things, right? And so on our days when we watch the film and review what we did good and what we did wrong, it always comes down to little things, and that's what we want to clean up for the next week.
It also comes down to leaders when it comes to quality control. Take a guy like Tyler Batty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he just kind of an extension of the coaching staff?
100%.
Yeah.
In fact, it's cool because in our meeting rooms, he's talking just as much as Kelly is. You know what I'm saying? He's up there talking to, like, the Bulls, especially when it comes down to the four-eye techniques, you know, our stunts, all types of things. So, yeah, absolutely. He has a huge leadership role on our team.
How cool is it that your culture involves wanting to win for the guy next to you just as much as anything else?
Absolutely. It's cool, man. It's great. You know, some of the best teams that I've ever heard of or ever been a part of have been player-ran teams.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, it's awesome to have that leadership role and that collective identity.
How do you not take this for granted? Fall in Provo. It's just a beautiful day, and you're out here playing football.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed to be here.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys.